It's now time for Community Spotlight, our weekly in-depth look at the people and events across Bartholomew, Jackson, Johnson counties, and all of South Central Indiana. The views expressed on Community Spotlight are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Rising Radio Partners Incorporated.
Thanks for joining me for another edition of Community Spotlight. This time I was very lucky to get some time from a busy calendar of Richard McCoy from Landmark Columbus and Exhibit Columbus and Catherine Armstrong from the Columbus Area Arts Council. You guys have a busy week coming up with opening of Exhibit Columbus and lots of other great art and architecture things coming to the city. So, Richard, we're going to start with you. And the downtown Columbus architecture and landscape already changing as exhibits are being built and installed. It's an exciting time downtown.
It sure is. You know, it's so fun to see all of these things happening on Fifth Street and Washington and over by Central Middle School and even up at North Christian Church. And to me, what's exciting about this project is that we're building this together. And sure, this is a project of Exhibit Columbus, but I think that when this is all said and done, we're going to pull a magic trick, and people are going to realize that the community built this and that Exhibit Columbus didn't build this alone. And so I'm really excited to see everything out on the street. Every minute, it seems like you go by and something has changed.
Yeah, so absolutely. Exciting. For those of us, you know, you guys are doing a great job of promoting what Exhibit Columbus is through, you know, social media, the newspaper, on the radio. But for those of us who may not just quite grasp it yet, what is Exhibit Columbus?
Well, so Exhibit Columbus, I mean, our tagline is that it's an annual exploration of architecture, art, design, and community. And that's just a lot of words. But what's interesting there is that this community has proved over the past 75 years that the buildings that surround us change how we understand the world. They change our aspirations. And so when we live in a beautiful place that's well-designed, when we go to a beautiful school or attend a church or city hall, that experience and that kind of experience of being in a place that's well-designed and interesting, that affects your aspirations. That affects how you want to perceive the world and what you should be doing. And there's evidence that that works. Bartholomew County, or excuse me, the city of Columbus, it has the highest per capita income in the state. It has, for all intents and purposes, zero unemployment. This is not a university town. This is a town of makers. This is a town of people that work together. And so I think this town has this long legacy of proving that design matters and it makes great places. And so what we're trying to do with Exhibit Columbus is amplify that in the notions of the guitarist for Spinal Tap, if you know what I'm talking about, Nigel, what's his last name?
I can't think of it at the moment.
But there's a scene where he says, no, but this one goes to 11. So we're just trying to turn the audio up a little bit on this idea of the value of good design.
Mm-hmm. So these projects that are being installed, is this something that we can touch and experience?
You better. I mean, you have to. I mean, so that's the idea, is we want the community to come out and see and experience this. The projects that are out, some of them you can get on, some of them you can get in, some of them you just look at. And at the same time, we want these projects to create a new lens for you to see the historic things. And so we want you to go to the library and see the conversation plinth, and then see the library in a different way, to see the street in a different way, and to see First Christian Church in a different way. And you'll have to see it in a different way because you're going to be elevated up on this plinth raised up. And so it's going to be a really great experience. And that's just one example. I think every one of the installations hopefully causes you to see your community in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of those different installations, how many are there and where are they located?
There are 18. And so there are five J. Irwin and Xenia S. Miller Prize installations. And those are the five biggest projects. One is out by the pond in Millrace Park. The other is at the global headquarters for Cummins, just on the west side of Fifth Street, where it meets Brown. The other is just behind the Irwin Conference Center, the former Irwin Union Bank, which is a National Historic Landmark. Mm-hmm. The other one's at First Christian Church and just across the street at the library. There are then five installations by major universities between Lincoln Elementary and Central Middle School. There's an installation up at North Christian Church. And then on Washington Street, there's a number of them, and so I think you just kind of have to walk Washington Street and see them. And then the last two, the one that was done first was done by Columbus High School students, which is really awesome. They did a fantastic job, and they had their project done weeks before anybody else. They're amazing kids. And that's on the corner of 7th and Washington. We know from Instagram that everybody loves it. They're going, they're getting their picture taken and taking videos. It's cool. And then the last installation is actually all of the graphic design and wayfinding, which is going to tell you how to experience the exhibition.
And Catherine Armstrong with the Columbus Area Arts Council, thanks for joining us this morning as well. You were kind of describing Exhibit Columbus as a public art piece, artwork.
Absolutely. I like to think of it as a public art experience. And it's interesting to think about where public art is today and that there's a blurred notion of sculpture, design, and architecture. And many of the projects that fall under Exhibit Columbus are sort of blurred in what's functional or not functional or how you move through it, how you touch it, or, again, look at it as something to be experienced in an environment that in some ways is changing. And so we're looking to that past historical work, and then we get to see something new presented, and that sort of merges these two worlds together, which is really exciting.
Why did the Columbus Area Arts Council jump on board with Exhibit Columbus?
Well, that's a great question, Tim. You know, our mission is integrating art and cultural experiences into community life, and we back this project 100%. And it's been really great to see it built in the planning process, and then also to live in Columbus, walk to work, and see those things from that audience perspective is really great, too. And we hope that the Arts Council, as it moves forward, that it can build stronger community partnerships with backing things like Exhibit Columbus. And I really see this as being something that is a community-wide initiative. So, yeah, we're touching something on an international, national, and regional level. And, of course, our work here is very much about connecting with that local community. So we want to help inform and inspire people through the work of others. So why not celebrate Exhibit Columbus? It's the perfect opportunity to do that.